I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The latest attack on believers in Nigeria this week left 42 dead and dozens of homes razed to the ground. World Mission's Greg Kelly says
Christian villages are being wiped off the map, particularly in the northern part of Nigeria.
Terrorists have killed more than 50,000 Nigerian Christians since 2009. More than 1,000 believers were killed between January and April of this year.
The leaders that we work with in Nigeria are worn out. They are fed up. They were really hopeful with this last election that there would finally be someone who would come in and create some accountability. And that didn't happen. The president over the last 10 years has been absolutely ignoring the situations that's been going on. And as a result, the people don't feel safe at all.
Ask God to strengthen and sustain his people in Nigeria. And for many pastors in a South Asian country, the pulpit isn't enough to make ends meet. One pastor and his family were constantly scraping just to get by. Tim Landis with Farms International says
they were living hand to mouth. Basically, they were growing and then just feeding themselves with what they are growing.
Then everything changed when the pastor connected with Farms' small entrepreneurial loans program.
He was able to start this rice mill in his village and be able to support himself, his family, and the local village and the church. So it extends out to all of that. And the end goal is to help them with their physical needs so that then they can continue to preach the gospel in their local churches.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.